Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. I hope you're doing well. I am Asma at your service as the host. And then here with me, I have Brother Muzaffa and Brother Dawood. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jazakallah.
Well, as the ritual of this program goes, since not all the audience know you, so you have to introduce yourself very much briefly for us.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dawood. I have MA in TEFL, or teaching as a foreign language. I have been working as a teacher for over 20 years.
Thank you for being here. And you, brother?
I'm Muzaffar Haider, from the UK, and I studied English literature, and I've been working in the media for the last 10 years, I guess.
So, thank you both very much. Mm. It's just a pleasure to be here sitting next to you guys, and then have a discussion about something which is, I guess, an everlasting discussion. There uh-huh. would never be an absolute answer to it, okay. which is the heart and the mind. The conflict between being too emotional and too logical.
Right.
Yes. So, which one are you?
Which one am I?
Yeah. Are you a heart person or a mind person?
I wish I was an intellectual person, but I know I'm totally emotional, yeah.
Yeah, and you?
Very difficult to make a decision between heart and mind, but I used to be a heart guy. Later on, I decided not to listen to the sound of my heart, because sometimes I felt like there was a conflict between heart and mind, and the permissible actions that are needed to be done was taken a permission from the actually vote by my mind, because the experience taught me very sometimes bitter lesson not to go ahead with what my heart was telling me to do.
Yeah, I guess that's life. It teaches all of us to forget about the heart and then go with the intellect and what our mind is going to tell us. But the truth is, I guess, it would never fade away. The heart would always stay there. Wherever you're put in the middle of two roads to take.
Hang on. I think that we really need to define these terms before we go ahead.
Yeah.
Because are we talking about emotion as a negative thing or a positive thing? Mm. Are we talking about emotion overriding the intellect, or intellect giving direction to the emotion? Because that's a good thing.
You know it differs from one person to another.
Well, Islamically, we are supposed to follow our heart. But this idea of following our heart has been given a misdirection in the Western world, particularly, you know, generally speaking. It's been taken in a completely wrong context, where mm-hmm. they're basically telling people to follow their lower desires. And you know, that leads
Absolutely.
To all sorts of sins and catastrophes in society. Obesity is at an epidemic, and epidemic levels in America and other places as well, because people are just eating and consuming. They're just following sure. their lustful desires and everything else. Okay, so are we defining emotion in this sense? Because that's a horrible sense. That's something bad.
Mm-hmm.
But when otherwise, emotion itself is a very good, pure thing. Whether it's
yeah.
anger, whether it's love, whether it's even desire, all these things are good.
I guess
good.
You're talking yeah. about instinct.
Can I have my say? Sorry
yeah.
for interruption. You know, there is a common sense. I have to use my common sense to answer these questions. And besides, the general knowledge or the common sense that I have within me always tells me that these things should be avoided, even if they are very much pleasurable. Okay, I am interested in the taste of very fatty and sweety food, and probably I can take some. But I know that I have the knowledge within me that probably I have to avoid eating them when I reach my limit. Mm. And this limit was given to me by my digestive system. And even if I'm a child who is very interested in eating, I have a voracious appetite to go on eating. But when I get a negative aftermath, like I get a stomachache or other problems beside that. This is something that could happen to me as a child.
Okay,
when I grow up.
I guess you're mostly talking about ego, I suppose, the unmasked version of me that is a child. Well, but before we just dig deeper into it, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yeah, we are talking about emotions and intellect, and this is Back to Reality. Yeah. I am Asma as your host, and Brother Muzaffa and Brother Dawood are here to help us to know more about which one to pick, actually. And I guess there is no absolute answer to it. And yeah, so brother, intellect and emotions. Should I have to pick one of them?
No.
So then what should I do with this cauldron of emotion and this domineering brain and intellect that is trying to control me?
The intellect will help you understand why you're feeling a certain way, why you're having those emotions in the first place. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you intellectually approach your emotions, then you can tell those emotions what to do inside you. They're like little characters inside you. As long as your intellect is in control, you will be able to give them the right direction. For example, anger. You think of it as a bad thing.
Yeah.
But actually, anger is a good thing. Allah gave it to you so that you get angry at injustice.
It's a sign that you're still alive.
Yeah.
You can have reactions.
If nobody ever got angry,
yeah,
it would be a really weird place to live,
All the people around you would be these cold, nonchalant people who have no feelings.
You could just go up to somebody in the street and slap them on the face and they'd just be like, hoo, 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 and walk away. What kind of world is that? No.
Stones.
You need to have anger because it prevents injustice from taking place. It prevents oppression. Just very quickly, sometimes anger, you'll express it in the wrong place. You'll get angry at somebody because they made a mistake.
Yeah, that's your meaning.
Your intellect has to step in and say, hold on, this is not the right place. Let me redirect this anger. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly, you are right. I see eye to eye with what you have mentioned. And besides, naturally speaking, anger is a natural tendency within every human being, and we cannot live without it because we are flesh and blood. Apart from that, we have to strike a balance between what we call emotion and intellect, because we need both of them to live our life. There are some aspects in which our emotion comes in front and we will have to use that. For example, imagine that when we are dealing with our loved beings like my family, the immediate family, or even our friends, this is no place for intellect because I'm using my kindness to bestow this relationship, to strengthen this relationship with them. When I want to talk about intellect, when I am considering them as a family member, okay, they are intellectually considered to be, they are registered in my mind as family member. But this intellect has no place here, and I am just trying to express my love with my children, with my wife, with my mom, with my dad, so that this relationship go on in a very strong way. I don't know how far we can use the word intellect here when I'm just trying to express my feelings towards my immediate family.
Brother Dawood, if I can just put a conjecture here, and I just want to interject a little bit. See, when we're talking about intellect, from a Western perspective, it's a very robotic term. Right. Mm-hmm. And because of the boom in science fiction and AI and the way that we engage with calculators and computers, we think of intellect as just a calculating machine. The brain is just that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Islamically, though, the aql is not that. Right. Intellect is actually the thing through which we learn to love.
Yeah. It's the torch that we that we carry on with us in the past.
For example, the angels, we're taught that they are created in completely out of light.
Yeah.
They are entirely intellectual beings.
Yes.
Now, when you think of something as being entirely and utterly intellectual, you think of them as robots. I will obey Allah's command.
Exactly.
No, that's not what angels are.
Yeah.
You see, we've just corrupted the entire thing. Angels express the mercy of Allah. They cried at the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. How can a purely intellectual being cry? How can it have emotions?
Speaking of angels, I can hear a toll that tells us we have to go for a break. This is Back to Reality. Still, we are talking about the intellect and emotion. And up until now, I don't know how you, the audience, our dear audience, are feeling, but I feel like, okay, now I'm free. I don't have to pick anyone because I can need both of them. So the intellect is going to show me the way to emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, if we approach life purely intellectually, going back to Brother Dawood's example.
Yeah.
The intellect is what should tell us to be merciful and friendly and kind with our family members.
Sometimes I disagree because I feel like an insane, for example, even an insane is able to express his or her love towards the beloved ones. And this has nothing to do with the intellect. Yes, the intellect is showing me and teaching me the wisdom, how to use my emotions in the right way, in the right sense. However, emotion can exist even if there is no intellect within some people.
That is a very, very good point. But see, that would just be the carnal, animalistic desires. For example, you even have wolves that will adopt a human child. You have apes that will express what we would think is kindness to other species. You know, we've seen examples of dogs and pigs adopting sheep, lambs, as their children. Why are they doing that? If you look into it, it's really just chemistry. They emit a certain kind of hormone, and that instinctively gives them the feeling.
That was what I was about to say. It's something intuitive about it.
Yes, absolutely, there is.
Yeah, so it's the nature.
If we are acting like loving and kind towards our offspring purely just because of that, then there's nothing really special in what we've done.
Yeah.
It's just an animal instinct.
Yeah, exactly.
It is definitely, it's something very strange if we go against that fitra.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't, at the same time, we can't say that it's something great that we've done. No. There's something more that humanity has the ability to give through the aql. You see, when you consciously decide that, yes, I have this instinct inside me, and I know that I can act on it or I can choose not to act on it, and you choose to act on it in the right way, that's what's remarkable about
it. Okay, I can answer your questions in a, let's say, different term. You know, perhaps this is something like, as you mentioned, my brother, chemistry within me. I can use it because it was God-given. I love my mom since I was born to them, And this is something inevitable. I cannot escape from that reality. The point is, there are some more important things in our life that we need to take care of, to use our emotion and intellect for them. So I use my intellect to drive my emotion to love something or to detest something for a very serious and important cause, something beyond the natural instinct.
If I, as a member of all the listeners who are listening to this discussion, would make a gist of the whole and the entire story, I would say that the key point, the key idea is that both of them, the emotions and the intellect, are the faculties that we need them in our life. So the important thing is to balance and to go through moderation and not just go into the extreme of each side. And that's it. So since time is flying so fast, this is all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you very much for staying with us until another session. May Allah protect you and shower you with His blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.